KSL at Night.
Welcome back to KSL at Night. You're here with me, Leah Murray, alongside my good friend Greg Skordas, and we're talking about all the interesting things you need to know to be able to be having good conversations out in your community. And Greg, one of the ways that I know all the newsworthy things that I need to know is I get texts from KSL News Radio. Do you?
I get them every day.
Every day. They send you some kind of, here's a breaking news thing.
And you see that 57500, you want to click on it. You want to see what's going on.
You do. I love that.
I do anyway.
My favorite is because sometimes they're like, there was a car crash, or you know what I mean? Like, well, I-15 is closed.
Yesterday was on my way home, so
that's
it
right.
saved me about 30 minutes.
It was very helpful. If you want to get these texts, like Greg and I do, you want to hear the newsworthy things, what we need you to do is text the word breaking, B-R-E-A-K-I-N-G, to 57500. So text the word breaking to 57500. And then just like Greg, when you see 57500 come up on your phone, you can smile. Because Greg smiled when he said it, and you can feel good and click on it and know that there's a car accident.
That's right.
Or that we just got the Coyotes. Or that
we just got a new hockey team. Yeah.
Whatever else is going on.
Sure.
All right. So, Greg, one of the things that we have been talking about a bit for the last like 7 months is this conflict in Gaza. Right. So what's happening there, if you haven't been paying attention, is there was an attack at a music festival. Hamas took hostages. That resulted in Israel basically saying we are going to defend ourselves. And they have been. There are some questions as to whether the, you know, response is too strong or whether it's targeted
a group it shouldn't
be. And what's happening there. And the answer really from the United States point of view is we are pro-Israel. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to tell you what, listeners, with the Biden administration, we are pro-Ukraine. We are pro-Israel. We are going to be pro-Taiwan if China decides to move into Taiwan. This legislation we talked about earlier that would ban TikTok, the other part of that legislation, the compromise of banning TikTok, was to say, I got funding for Ukraine, I got funding for Israel, I got funding for Taiwan. So this is the United States in its global leadership position saying these are the countries we defend. These are our friends. These are our allies. As it turns out, in the United States, these have become a little bit partisan, right, Greg? So it's interesting to me, and we'll kind of put one real quick on the table, but Republicans are not as supportive of supporting Ukraine, so they're not there for Ukraine. But a little bit, I'll tell you what, the progressive left is not as supportive of supporting Israel. So what I think is kind of the Biden administration move, which is we see these all of one piece, right? That these are our allies. They have been attacked. Taiwan, not yet, but let's hope it never happens. But if it does, we are going to defend them. Republican and Democratic leaders in our Congress agree, right? So you've got Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer on the same page. But when it comes to the Gaza conflict, that has not been as true, right, from Democrats in support of Israel.
And that's because we're seeing far too many, at least the media is showing far too many Palestinians getting caught up in this. And people are looking at that as a crisis against almost a genocidal crisis. I mean, Hamas and Israel, do what you want. But the group that's really suffering, and I think what's causing a lot of our liberals and a lot of the people on campus concern is what's happening to the people in between, what's happening to the Palestinians. They're disenfranchised now and suffering badly. And every day we see something, including today, you know, mass graves. We see carnage. We see things that aren't consistent with what I think a lot of Americans believe Israel should be doing with Hamas.
So it's interesting that you just said that. So let's go right to this, because I'm not sure I'm fully in agreement, right? So yes, it is a case that it is war. Yes, it is the case that I would argue Hamas started it. So a little bit, it's like, if you didn't want to have this conversation with Israel, perhaps you shouldn't have gone in this direction. I think it's absolutely the case that when Palestine was doing, conscientious kind of civil disobedience, they got a lot more movement toward being supported and understood and respected by Israel. And it's not until Hamas comes into being and starts attacking that Israel starts to crack down. So I think you and I just read
the whole thing
a little bit differently. And a little bit, I'll say Iran launched missiles at Israel. So I'm going to tell you what, Israel's sitting there by itself in an area of countries that don't really want it there and who have been threatening to annihilate it, erase it from the planet for decades. all of that is part of the context too, right?
Right. And Israel had no choice after the invasion by Hamas but to retaliate. They had to do something. And Netanyahu is, he's obviously seen as a very far-right leader, and people are watching him saying, what are you going to do to protect our country? And he's jumped in. And the administration has said, we are pro-Israel. Congress has said, like you indicated, pro-Israel. But there is a group of people caught in the middle.
Yeah, so let's kind of move over to where I think it's been kind of interesting is college students have decided. So I just, oh my gosh.
It's interesting.
Yeah, I am a professor.
You're there.
I'm a professor of political science, right. So I want to be really clear as I wander into this. College students feel all the things, right? These are students who are aged 18 to 22. And I want to just say maybe that's the craziest version of yourself during your lifetime is age 18 to 22 because you're sure you're right about everything. You're totally immortal, right? Like everything you think is the most intelligent, most recently.
And your mind is opening up.
Yes, everything's just wide open. So what's been happening is on college campuses across the country, not Weber State. So when you look at the list of campuses, okay, Greg, it is Columbia University. It is MIT. It is UPenn. So
Harvard,
we're talking
right.
Harvard. We are talking fancy pants elite colleges and universities, generally not our more
public universities right, sure.
are where we're seeing this, is we've got these explosions, if you will, and I mean that metaphorically, of protests. So very specifically, the story right now out of Columbia University, it's like a tent community, right, Greg? If you look at it, the students have just occupied the university. They are living in tents. They are protesting. And basically what they're saying is Columbia should get out of Gaza. So here's where you find me kind of go. So what exactly is Columbia's role to play in this interaction over between Israel and Hamas?
Yeah. And it's really come down very hard on the presidents of these universities. They've been brought before Congress and said, under what circumstance is a little anti-Semitism a good thing? You know what I mean? And I'm paraphrasing in the most worst way I probably could have. And they're trying to dance around that because they've got their students who are going, wait a minute, Israel's overstepping here a little bit. But they've got the leadership of the country, including Congress, who's grilling them, saying, wait a minute, what choice did Israel have? And I think it's a lose-lose for some of these college presidents.
Yeah.
Who probably shouldn't even be brought to the table anyway.
Right. So let me just tell you, our legislature had a conversation this last session around institutional neutrality and the expectation from the legislature and from the governor and from the Utah State system of higher education, like our governing board, was that campuses would not make statements. And a lot of people were like, well, maybe they should, right? Like, so if something's happening in the world, a campus president should say yes or no. But I'm going to tell you what, Greg, what the other side of institutional neutrality, I guess institutional partisanship would be, because what is a Columbia president supposed to say? So if they say something that is pro-Palestine, then it sounds anti-Semitic. If they say something that is pro-Israel, then the Palestinian students live in tents on the lawn of Columbia for days. If they say anything, they're going to make some group angry. And a little bit, I'm just going to tell you what, I'm not sure why we care what Columbia's position is on what's happening in Gaza. Columbia is a private institution of learning. Right. What we should care about is what our administration thinks.
But do we care? I'm going to push back. You always push back on me. I never push back on you. But do we care how the administration of a particular university deals with protests on campus when it can get agitated, when it can get to be pretty? I mean, do we care that they have these tent communities and should the administration just say, hey, you know, that's college life and kids
will
be kids?
No, because the answer kind of is, well, I don't know. I was like, so let me just pause right there. But the answer is that campus belongs to everybody.
Sure.
So if the students have protested in such a way that other students can't get to their finals or can't get to their classes, then it's absolutely on the president to break up that protest,
then
right?
Then you're seen, though, as not supporting that protest. That's the problem that they're in. That's the problem that these presidents are in. And a couple of them have lost their jobs.
Yeah. All right. I don't think we answered that at all.
No, and I didn't push back very well.
So, but next up on KSL at night, I don't know, Greg, if you're traveling this summer, but there's like a whole list of possible annoyances. They're going to come into your frame of reference if you start traveling. We're going to get into it after the break.